Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution recently that amends the employee classification plan by changing the title of the accountant class of employees to a controller and increasing its range. A previous ordinance adopted the annual budget, salary schedule, and employee classification plan for the fiscal year commencing July 1, 2022 and ending July 30, 2023. The annual budget includes a current employee classification and range for an accountant class at a range 21 under the administrative support category with authorized staffing for one position. Finance Director Terry Eubank told the Kenai City Council,
"This does just amend actually what was adopted in the budget, the classification plan, to change the account position to the controller position. So this is the final step. The funds were appropriated during the budget. This just actually changes the position itself. It's been reviewed and graded by HR, and it's gone through our process now." So
reclassifying the existing position to a controller position in the supervisory and professional category with additional budget preparation, financial statement preparation, and supervisory responsibilities will improve workload distribution and allows for greater opportunities for cross-training, succession planning, and flexibility in staffing within the finance department. And the proposed change doesn't result in an increase to the annual budget, as the amendment to provide funding to increase the range of the accountant position to a controller position was already included in the ordinance that adopts the annual budget, and the accountant position will become vacant later this year on the 6th of August, which creates a vacancy in a position deemed critical to the finance department in the city of Kenai. Governor Mike Dunleavy signed legislation into law that would allow cyber attacks to qualify as a disaster declaration. House Bill 3 would expand the definition of an emergency to include cyber attacks, which are different than other disasters that a declaration can cover. For example, an attack on the power grid in the middle of winter in Alaska would be disastrous. In signing House Bill 3 into law, Governor Dunleavy said,
"You know, we're in a different world now. The disasters that we've had to deal with traditionally have been floods, earthquakes, volcanoes, the list goes on and on because we are in Alaska. But cybersecurity is probably the big new threat across this country, across this world. And we've got some nefarious actors that aren't necessarily friends of ours. And so they're going to constantly test us nonstop. And this is going to be the new frontier for protections. And this is why I think this bill is timely. It's just one tool. We'll probably have discussions constantly on how to keep ahead of these people, because this is where the warfare starts. And we do have a lot of integrated systems. We do have a lot of systems that are reliant on being part of the World Wide Web. And as a result, there's entry points. And the chances of us having a cyber attack, I can tell you, is actually really good because we've had them already."
Dunleavy also said the bill allows for quick and decisive response.
"This legislation updates the Alaska Disaster Act to include cyber attacks. It allows the governor to declare a disaster emergency, not frivolously. And I was talking with some folks that have been working on this bill for a couple of years. There are legitimate concerns, and I get that, to not to give a certain branch of government too much power. And that's very important. But I think this bill was vetted. I think those concerns were addressed. And it's not something that could be done willy-nilly."
A cyber attack or serious cyber incident defined in the legislation as one that affects critical infrastructure in the state, an information system owned or operated by the state, or a political subdivision in the state, information that's stored on, processed by, or transmitted on an information system owned or operated by the state or a political subdivision of the state. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.